have your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you to bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And Nick.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. Tonight, we are here at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, the 2008 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. It's the second one ever, and we had the honor of being able to broadcast live from the first, and we are once again back here for the second one, hoping you're going to come out and join us if you're in the New England area and you want to spend some time maybe seeing some great presentations by some Liberty great sort of libertarian name speakers, if you will. They're going to be here, in fact, tomorrow. I believe Barry Cooper from NeverGetBusted.com is going to be in the hotel and giving a presentation. I'll pull up the rest of the information here in a moment. But really, it's been a great event so far, and it's only about halfway done. So if all you can come up for is just one day, there are daily prices. You don't have to pay for the whole package. You can just come up, spend the day out here, and meet some wonderful people, some amazing activists. Hundreds of liberty-oriented individuals and families are here in this hotel tonight, or in this weekend. It's the Crown Plaza in Nashua, New Hampshire. All the details are at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That, again, freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Bernard von Nunhaus, right now, from the Liberty Dollar, is giving the keynote speech. Apparently, he dressed up as a pirate, apparently, to give the keynote speech. So that sounds like a lot of fun, and I wish we could be experiencing that. But tomorrow, all kinds of things are going on. Let's see, who's going to be here? Jim Babka from DownsizedDC.org. I, of course, am always looking forward to seeing Jim speak. He's a great speaker, entertaining, always fun to watch him. Again, Barry Cooper is going to be here. And there's going to be some panels about various different things. All weekend long, one guy's here talking about how to live free of the IRS. That, I have a feeling, is going to be a well-attended presentation tomorrow morning. So once again, freestateproject.org/libertyforum will get you more information on what's going on here this weekend. So, Mark, during the news break, you told me that you had an update on the Russell Mean situation. The Lakota Nation, from what we understood, was essentially withdrawing from treaties that they had signed with many years ago with the United States government, because the U.S. government is just terrible and awful and was running roughshod over their freedoms and getting them addicted to welfare. They treat them awfully and terrible. And so they pulled out. They've said, screw this. We're going to do our own thing. We're going to start our own nation. And we had Russell Means on, who is an American Indian activist. He's also a libertarian and an actor. You might remember him from Last of the Mohicans. He was on our show about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, talking about this issue, and you've got an update, Mark.
Right. I got it from freedomsphoenix.com. It's through George Mason's University History News Network. It's by Amy Sturgis. It says, since Russell Means, who some of you may recall, challenged Ron Paul for the presidential nomination of the Libertarian Party in 1988, and my understanding lost by one vote.
He did.
And the Lakota Freedom Movement announced plans to take historic action to reclaim freedom under natural, international, and U.S. law. A debate has raged about who legitimately represents the Lakota Sioux. Susan Shone Harjo, president of the Morning Star Institute, don't know what they do, in Washington, D.C., named Russell Means and the Lakota Freedom Movement to her Mantle of Shame Awards for 2007, saying that, newsflash to Means, treaties are made between nations. You are a person, not a nation. You're not empowered to speak from the Great Sioux Nation. However, on December 27th, news broke that suggested that Means' approach does have some resonance with, if not support from, the Standing Rock Sioux Tribal Council. Tribe official says council will consider tree pullout. To quote, Avis Little Eagle says she understands the frustration that led Lakota activists to announce a plan to withdraw from the tribe's treaties with the U.S. government. However, the vice chairwoman of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribal Council advocates holding the federal government to the provisions of the treaty rather than withdrawing.
How are they going to do that?
I don't know how they're going to do that. They're just going to continue to pander.
Yeah.
Means has responded by dismissing the legitimacy of the current American Indian tribal governments recognized under U.S. law.
Well, they're flunkies.
Terming the members to be VG Indians, collaborators, and beggars.
I think that's a very poor move on his part. If he dismisses the legitimacy of the existing tribal governments, what else is there? I mean, if he says this government's illegitimate, and then at some point, a few years down the line, they actually do endorse
what he says.
Right. Then the U.S. government can use legitimate. What he said and say, nope, they're not legitimate. Even you said it yourself. It's not a legitimate government. Very poor choice.
I don't know that. He probably knows better what's going on there than anyone else.
Oh, yeah.
And likely those people are, you know, they're the leaders. Our politicians get the cream from our production, and their leaders likely get the cream from theirs.
But it's not like the Dakota tribe, to my knowledge, at least my guess at it, would be that they don't necessarily have a written constitution or a written set of rules on how their government functions and what processes are legitimate. I have a feeling it's more of a traditional government that I don't know how they select their leaders, but whether it's hereditary or they vote.
Well,
it's probably just a traditional government, so it's kind of hard to establish legitimacy.
We know there's money coming in from the federal government, right? So these bureaucrats or elected people or whoever they are that's on this council, the Lakota Nation Council, they're clearly the political, I would say they're probably some sort of selectees. They're politically connected. They're likely getting cut a check, a nice big check from the federal government to, you know, they're like the Lakota equivalent of a friendly dictator to the United States, basically. You know, they've got them in their pocket. They're going to jump through whatever hoops the U.S. demands because they're getting rich off of impoverishing their people. That's just me looking at it from understanding what Russell has said.
It seems likely.
And his attitude toward this.
I wonder how much success they're going to have if they don't have the legitimate governments of the Lakota Nation willing to withdraw from the treaties with the United States.
That's the problem. Are they legitimate? What makes a government legitimate, right? The consent of the governed. Isn't that supposed to be the view of
the other government? Because you understand the feet on the ground. I understand what you're saying, but from an abstract point of view. But if I'm currently in the Lakota Nation and I say, well, I'm part of this Lakota Nation, too. I'm renouncing my United States citizenship, and I'm going to be part of this. And then I get pulled over going 70 in a 60. By a police officer, you know, South Dakota Highway Patrol, and they say, license and registration. I say, I'm part of the Lakota Nation. I burned my driver's license, and I wouldn't give it to you anyway, piggy. Now, begone.
No one's going to be easy.
Things are going to go really poorly for me.
Well, again, it's not going to be a walk in the park either way.
Right, but this isn't a secession. It's a withdrawal from a treaty, so the matter of legitimacy counts.
Tell that to the Highway Patrol guy.
The strategy they're taking with a withdrawal as a sovereign nation from a treaty, it really does matter whether the U.S. views their government, whatever we view as a legitimate government, they have to make the decision.
That's a good point, and that was my original complaint. I didn't bring it up with Russell because it didn't seem to be any point in arguing this. I mean, he's got what he wants to do, and he's going to go for it. But the issue is the nation. The woman in the quote early in the article said, well, Russell is he's a person. He's not a nation. Well, what is a nation anyway?
Does it exist?
Right. It's a concept. It's nothing more than an idea. There are individuals. We know that. But
there's land.
Right. And there's land. But there's no such thing as a nation. And you're right. That's where I think he is. He's making a mistake in that he's claiming that there's this nation and they want to have their own nation.
Well, you say it's a mistake. I say it's probably a lot more likely that if a nation, an Indian tribe withdrew from a treaty, that would be recognized as legitimate,
right,
as opposed to just a secession.
Well, I agree with you, but if it's true that the nation is being controlled by these illegitimate people that are just government functionaries, then the odds of that actually happening are very slim. Now, he did bring the Bolivian embassy into this and a few South American embassies because he was talking about that. He said that he'd gone to some of the other world embassies and had them recognize the Lakota Nation as a separate entity and that they were. So it sounded like he was making some progress toward actually making that happen.
Well, if he did in fact get diplomatic recognition from other countries, that's a start.
Yeah. I just don't know enough about the situation to be able to call.
Well, it's clearly a developing situation with one group in the Lakota Nation saying yes, we're getting the hell out, and the other group who's supposedly in positions of power saying no, we're not going anywhere. So, again, as this develops, as we hear more, we'll bring it to you. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll free line. You can bring up anything. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizedDC.org. That's DownsizedDC.org.
Ted Anderson from Midas, January 4th, 2007. Gold 863, 10-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $888.52, $437.75 for half, $218.88 for quarter. That's $888.52, $437.75, and $218.88. Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast out on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rody Boyd published the report, Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, so do enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. We are here at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum in Nashua, New Hampshire, which is an amazing event where hundreds of liberty-oriented people get together all in the same hotel. It's convention style, and they meet up with one another. They get together. They socialize. There are all kinds of presentations. There are speakers. There are keynote speakers right now. Bernard von Nothaus from the Liberty Dollar is currently giving a keynote speech for tonight to a very large crowd, and everybody's enjoying their dinner while we sit here doing a radio broadcast. But somebody's got to do it. So, of course, here we are. And I know that, Mark, you're going to line up some people for a little bit later on in the show. Hopefully we'll have them come by once they get done with their dinner. In the meantime, we're taking your calls, as always, at 800-259-9231. To learn more about the Liberty Forum, go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum, and you can definitely get some more information there. And find out what the rates are for the individual days. You can just come out for Sunday if you want. Come out tomorrow. Sunday, Ron Paul is going to be the closing speaker, and I know there's going to be a number of people that are going to be here just to see that happen, because he's Ron Paul. I mean, he's a phenomenon.
It amazes me how many families are here, women, children, the whole thing. I'm surprised. I usually expect these to be mostly male events, but not so much here.
You know, we were talking a moment ago about the Lakota Nation and the sort of functionary bureaucrats that are allegedly in charge over there, and really it sort of all ties into the idea that government people love their power, and they have no intention of giving it up at all. In fact, I've got a great story that'll bring that point right to the forefront. From Anderson, Indiana, though a new Anderson mayor has been inaugurated, the man he replaced says he's not officially acknowledging the change, citing a lawsuit questioning the election winner's residency. Ex-Mayor Kevin Smith on Tuesday issued a statement contending it's his constitutional duty to keep claiming the office until the lawsuit, which alleges new mayor Chris Ockman wasn't an Anderson resident for a required period before the election, is adjudicated. Now, wouldn't it be the Division of Elections or Bureaucracy of Elections' responsibility to vet candidates for election and say, yes, Mark, you've lived here long enough, so you can run for office? Don't you think that'd be their responsibility? Why does the ex-mayor have to be the one to bring the lawsuit in this case?
Well, he's probably the lame duck mayor, not exactly the ex-mayor. But I would say that, yeah, it falls into their purview.
Right. Well, what he is he's a power-mad sicko, and he wants to hold on to his government office as long as he possibly can. Wednesday morning, a judge sent a lawsuit to the Indiana Supreme Court asking it to appoint a special judge to the case. Ockman, who was sworn in Tuesday, has assumed the mayor's duties and has moved into the mayor's official office. But Smith, the former mayor, says he'll still claim the title of mayor until the lawsuit is revoked. So by the process, the way the system works, this man, the new guy, is the mayor. He's going to work, he's going to the office, he's acting as mayor, but this other guy's out there essentially yelling from, outside of
the
fence.
From the sidewalk, I'm the mayor!
Hey, it's still me! I've got a lawsuit and I'm important!
So now, I'm interested, he's saying he's not going to abdicate or whatever. Is he going to try... I mean, is he going to try to take the office?
To come into the office?
Is security going to have to escort out the lame duck mayor and say, sorry, sir, you're going to have to leave?
It may come to that.
It's very odd.
Apparently, this is, the Smith, who's the former mayor, says, given the obvious potential for a vacancy in the office of mayor, I am announcing that I have not and will not be surrendering the office of mayor pending a determination by the courts. So he's basically saying, I still have my throne, and I'm not going anywhere.
I guess it comes down to what the men with guns believe. I mean, who does the police department believe? Because they got to kick one guy out or the other or both.
Officer, arrest that man! Officer, arrest that man!
Yeah.
It's going to be very interesting.
The plaintiff's attorney in this case says that Smith intends to rule from exile, but not to interfere with city business.
He's a freaking mayor. Who cares?
Hilarious. But really, it goes to show. I mean, you're saying he's a freaking mayor, so it's no big deal. But for him, that's all the power he's ever accumulated. And bureaucrats...
It's his. He deserves it.
Right. Bureaucrats are really into their power, so they do their best to withhold as much of it as possibly, as long as they possibly can, and then they try their best to expand it.
It sounds to me like he's just holding on to the title. If he's not going to interfere with city business but rule from exile, it sounds like he's just... claim the title. And
maybe he'll show up at some ribbon cuttings, because where we live in Keene, the mayor is sort of a figurehead more so than anything
else. The official
else.
Ribbon cutter.
Right, so he'll go and he'll appear at things as the mayor, and he'll do things, and so maybe he'll show up and then there'll be a little conflict. Maybe there'll be some fisticuffs. Now that would be fun. I would really enjoy, I really like it when politicians fight, and it doesn't happen often enough.
Get their somebody gets their lapel torn,
yeah.
Somebody gets their suit dirty. That'll be great.
Well, not in our country. I think in Japan, I see them getting fist fights a lot. It ends up in the papers that the parliament broke into a giant fist fight.
It happens occasionally here. There was one instance in Alabama recently, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, unfortunately, not that often though.
Exactly.
They should sell tickets to that stuff.
I'd pay.
Yeah,
I absolutely would. In this case,
beat the hell out of American Gladiator, I'll tell you.
Interestingly enough, the lawsuit was filed on behalf of five Anderson residents, some of whom, what a shock, they happened to work in Smith's administration.
Ah,
so he managed to find
relatives.
Right, he managed to find five friendly bureaucrats to, you know, jump on board with this lawsuit to give it some extra legitimacy.
Likely have lost their jobs,
maybe. It does say worked. In Smith's administration. Ackman, this is the new guy, has a home in Chesterfield, though he said he began renting a home in Anderson, which is the city he was elected in, and currently lives in that home, was living there since 2006. Said his Chesterfield home will go up for auction. I live by the letter of the law, he says. I've met and complied by every bit of that the statute relating to residency requirements. And a judge apparently last week rejected a request to issue a temporary restraining order to keep Ackman from taking office Tuesday. So,
well, it doesn't sound like the former mayor has much of a leg to stand on.
No, it doesn't sound like he has a case. And it wasn't necessarily a story about the case so much as it was about how far these people will go, even to the point of just making themselves look like total idiots to try to hold on to whatever teeny little bit of power they can get a hold of. It's really just, that's how it works. They get a taste of it. And they never want to let it go.
Not to mention, local government can be petty anyway. I mean, petty, and I'm sure I wouldn't be surprised if there were some personal issues between these men.
Possibly.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible that the mayor just liked his title and his job, and who knows, maybe he really was cheated out of the election. I mean, that's a possibility, right? I mean, maybe some information came to the surface, and this challenger really hadn't lived in the district long enough.
Well, that's true. I mean, you never know what all the dirtiness is that's going on.
I mean, either
the
one of these guys could be dirty. Both of them probably are. But
I know that where we live in Keene in New Hampshire, the mayor there actually has a license plate that says mayor. And he was asked when he was asked, because he's giving up his seat and the new one's coming in here this month, he was asked if he would give up his license plate, and he said, I'll never give up my license plate. Because, again, it's the last thing he has. He's no longer, he doesn't have power anymore, but damn it, he can still call himself the mayor.
He didn't have much power anyway. He was mostly a ceremonial figurehead. So
he had a sweet license plate that says mayor.
Right. And he still will. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves.
Fortunately, New Hampshire doesn't have many mayors, period.
Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show. Thank you, Nick, for stopping in tonight. Good seeing you as always.
No problem.
And you can see him online at freemindstv.com. More on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured
debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lightenough with today's Car Clinic Minute. Truth or dare? Truth. Have you ever entered the E-Zone? That dangerous place where your gas gauge inches from full toward empty? Aha, I knew it. When I come back, we'll play dare.
I'm Bobby Lycus, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com. BG.
Truth is, most of us have run out of gas. But with winter's chill, I dare you to keep tanks at least a quarter full. Why? If you're stranded during icy weather, you could get the cold shoulder from Jack Frost while waiting for a rescue or hiking to a gas station. Also, low fuel levels create empty airspace in gas tanks. More airspace means more condensation or moisture, and this water mixed with gasoline adds up to expensive repairs. Now I'm telling you the truth, and I dare you to escape the E-Zone by keeping gas tanks filled. I'm Bobby Lycus. Lycus, you'll love us. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested six tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And Johnson.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features for free. So enjoy those on us. And those features, by the way, include the Free Talk Live store. I guess that's not really a free feature. You can browse the store for free.
That's true.
But that's actually one of the ways you can help support Free Talk Live is by buying some great Free Talk Live merchandise. And we'll talk more about that here in a moment.
They can get stickers for free.
They can. And we'll talk more about that, too.
How would you like to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet? Check out this amazing doctor-recommended product. Go to FTLDiscount.com. Read some real testimonials. Find out how to order. That's FTLDiscount.com.
1-800-259-9231. So the Free Talk Live store, open for business 24 hours a day. Go to store.freetalklive.com. Johnson, who was formerly a co-host, still technically a co-host, but usually...
I'm a co-host right now. What are you talking about?
Not anywhere near the studio on most nights. You currently are living down in Connecticut,
right?
Going to school, that sort of thing. But you're still active with the show. You're our store manager. That's your full-time gig with Free Talk Live.
I'm learning me some more computer stuff.
Very good. And so there's great products at the store. I mean, you're adorned with them right now,
I
as
am.
A matter of fact. You're wearing the Free Talk Live T-shirt, I see, and
yeah.
I believe that's a Free Talk
I'm
Live
I'm doing
hat.
What we call pimping.
Mm-hmm. Looking good, too, I must say. And so you're actually here at the Liberty Forum, which we've been talking about all weekend, and we're going to be here broadcasting live tomorrow night as well. It's the 2008 Liberty Forum, brought to you by the Free State Project. People are all over the place here, hundreds of liberty-oriented people here all in the same hotel, meeting, having a good time together, attending panels, speakers. I think the keynote speech is over at this point. Was Bernard von Nothaus any good? Let's hear it. Okay, we got some woos. That's a good sign. And maybe we'll get drag Bernard over here again maybe tonight or tomorrow night because he was awfully tired when he came on last night. But you're going to be here starting, I guess, tonight, but officially
right.
tomorrow
right.
selling Free Talk Live gear in person for the very first time ever.
Right. Which should be interesting. I think people are going to like, you know, having the ability to get stuff without shipping and
right.
to see the merchandise, actually kind of feel it.
Because that's been our number one complaint, is the shipping, right?
Right. Our shipping, and also I think that seeing the products in person is going to be a very different experience from those pictures that we have on the website, which aren't incredibly good. So I think it'll be a bonus there, too.
Absolutely. You can feel the, what is it, the luxurious ring-spun cotton?
Yes. Well, I already had someone comment on one of the woven beanie hat.
Mm-hmm.
Actually seeing that item, they were like, oh, my God, this is soft.
That's the new one,
the
right?
new one, yeah.
Okay, I have yet to see that one myself.
Yeah.
So
and the purchaser of that beanie hat lives in San Diego, California, so that'll tell you how soft it is.
I don't understand that.
It's warm in San Diego. What do you need a beanie
right.
hat for unless it gets handy a little bit chilly, but it's nice and soft, it's comfortable, and it's one of those things that you can wear. And
there's probably a few days a year where it might work.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you're going to be in the vendor area. So anybody in the New England area that's been looking for an excuse to, A, come to the Liberty Forum, B, get $10 off their Free Talk Live order, because that's normally what we charge for shipping, because... Why do we do that, Johnson? Why do we charge so much for shipping?
Because we don't use tax-funded shipping. We don't use money that has been stolen from the American people to subsidize our shipping to our customers.
So you're referring to the United States Postal Service?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
There was some debate over this. I mean, there were some of our customers that were upset. You know, they want to pay less for shipping, but what they don't understand is that those are subsidized prices. So even though you're paying $5 for priority mail, you've already actually paid for the rest of the cost that it costs to ship that through your tax dollars.
Right. And we've been debating, and we may offer the option in the future for the subsidized shipping, but we aren't going to guarantee it.
Right. You're going to have to, like, check a box that says, you know, I agree to not get upset if this arrives mutilated, destroyed, it doesn't arrive at all.
Right.
I have no way of tracking this. I understand that, and I consent, and I'm cheap, and I want to save $3
right.
or whatever it is, because it really isn't that big of a difference.
Right.
You know,
I'll probably make sure that we spend the money for delivery confirmation. That's what the United States Postal Service offers
yeah.
as its tracking option. It's,
they know
they
when
called
it gets
it
there.
Tracking.
Right.
It's arrived, or it
yeah.
hasn't. That's tracking to them.
Yeah, I got a little note from my postperson, saying that they wanted me to shovel the snow off of my walkway.
Yeah, you did get one of those?
Yeah.
And okay, because I thought they were just targeting me. I thought it was just me.
I don't get any mail from them. I don't even receive mail at this
yeah.
house.
I think they passed it out to everybody. I think that's what it was.
And so much for rain, sleet, and snow, right?
Yeah,
they
want
you coming to my house, bureaucrat.
Right.
Leave.
Yeah, if you can't get through the, 5 inches of snow that's on the ground?
Oh, I think it's much more than that.
Wait, they still deliver to your doorstep? Is that what
in
that
Keene,
is?
In Keene, where we live, there's the downtown area, there are no mailboxes. So it's all doorstep
wow.
delivery. Yep.
I'm surprised.
So, Johnson, you said you wanted to, moving away from the store, by the way,
right.
store.freetalklive.com. Bumper stickers are here, too. They're free, of course, and they're free online as
right.
well.
You can get those if you send the self-addressed envelope.
Yep,
that is
yep.
the one thing that we do through the
Postal Service. It'd be insane for us to charge $10 to send those things back. store.freetalklive.com. Place your order. Great quality merchandise. And if you don't believe us, come out here to the Liberty Forum and try it on. See for yourself. So you wanted to comment on the mayor story that we were
yeah,
talking about.
Yeah, I just
this
a couple
mayor
things.
That's power mad and wants to hold on to his position even though he's lost
mayor.
The election.
First of all, with the license plate, well, actually, I had two comments on it. The first one is if he really wants the title of mayor, there is an organization. I don't know if you've probably heard of this, the Universal Life Church.
I don't know.
There is a church where you can actually pay a small amount of money. And you automatically become a reverend in the Universal Life Church, and you get to choose your title, and it can be whatever you want. You could be overlord.
Now, doesn't the Church of the Subgenius do the same thing?
They might. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I don't know if they're, this is actually an official title. I mean, when you register with the Universal Life Church as a reverend, you can legally marry people. You can, I think, perform
nice.
Brisses, which is really scary.
Yeah, the Universal Life Church is the only denomination in the world that opens its doors to all, welcomes all who ask to become an ordained minister, and grants it without question.
But not only that, but you can choose your own title. So he could register with the Universal Life Church and obtain the title of mayor for the rest of his life. if he really wanted to do that. But, I mean, he could be high warlord. I mean, he could be high warlord Kevin Smith, and then he would be the complete opposite of the guy who makes the movies.
He could be, by the way, we saw, Julia and I saw one of his movies recently. Was it Clerks 2?
Yeah.
And that guy is not a very good communicator. He did an intro to the movie. You have to watch it, basically, before you watch the movie. And he just, every other word is the F word.
Yeah.
Like, you can't even he can't even get a thought out without peppering it with 20 F words.
I don't know. You have to see his he does these college tours. It's called An Evening with Kevin Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And he's done two of those, all right? There are two of or three of those. And he actually, his speaking style is probably leaves a little bit to be desired.
I felt like I was getting dumber watching it.
I don't know. I feel like he has some aspects of his communication that are brilliant. But the actual words and the actual grammar are pretty terrible. What he's saying, though, is pretty good, I think. A lot of his ideas are sound.
So you're here all weekend.
Darn entertaining movies, I can say that.
Although, on the Kevin Smith, the mayor thing, one of the things that I wanted to say is you had mentioned the license plate, and he said, I'll never give up the license plate. Well, states have a history of taking license plates away from people.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I think you guys have covered
the Woodland Tree Farm or something like something. I may not have the first word right, but it does begin with a W. Woodland Tree Farm, this old gal in her 60s had the WTF license plate.
Yeah.
She had it for years. And then some bureaucrat in the DMV decided, you know, WTF
that's offensive.
It's for people wouldn't like that. It could mean something bad.
A friend of mine back in Florida had a license plate actually that was WTF noob. He had that as his license plate in Florida.
Yeah, those stories are absurd, and apparently there's no shortage of them. I mean, again, it's always up to, and usually what it is it's one person that complains.
Mm.
It's not usually a bureaucrat going through a list of license plates. It's usually somebody that complains, I'm offended, and then they yank the plate, which is just absurd. Anyway, Johnson, good having you on the show, as always, sir. Maybe I'll be back tomorrow night if you're still here.
I'll be here.
You will be. You're going to be here through Sunday, right?
Right. That's
okay. Excellent. So stop by, see Johnson, get to know him, and get to know our products from the store. And once again, that's store.freetalklive.com. More on the way here. This is your show. I see Dave Ridley walking through the door. We might be able to snag him for a moment. This is Free Talk Live, live from the 2008 Liberty Forum.
Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by Savirest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to Savirest.com and buy a latex mattress today. Savirest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-449-1299. Again, that's 1-800-449-1299. 1-800-449-1299.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. As we continue with a live edition of the program, and we're always live, but we're live in person at the 2008 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. And Mark, your impressions so far of the event?
I have such a good time. I'm milling about and talking to different people that I haven't ever met before, but have just saw at the last forum, sort of libertarian luminaries, that kind of thing. And I'm having a great time.
There is never, I mean, this is such an amazing, fun group of people, such a positive group of people that, you know, they all are moving in the right direction. They're moving towards liberty. They're learning about freedom. They're interacting with one another, sharing stories, sharing experiences. It's just it's an unprecedented event that I think is unmatched anywhere in the entire libertarian, liberty-oriented movement. And I highly recommend that if you can't make it out this weekend, it's not too late. You can still come out for tomorrow and Sunday. There's some amazing things going to be happening, including Ron Paul coming out, of course, and talking on Sunday. So it's not too late. Go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum to learn more about it, as Johnson and a number of our listeners are toting in all kinds of Free Talk Live merchandise. So things are really, things are, even though it's halfway over, things are really just gearing up here at the Liberty Forum.
Yeah, they are. You know, Thursday was some people were arriving. People didn't really arrive in force until today at around 1. So that's, it really is just getting rolling.
One of the things I really like this time out is, first of all, the venue's better. It's bigger. It's nicer. With the Crown Plaza Hotel in Nashua, New Hampshire. But also, the schedule's a little better as well. There's more opportunities for socializing. And, of course, I think thanks goes out to Jason from SACL CAI for sponsoring last night's little social event and slash book signing. It was very, very nice. I like those sorts of events. When you're at a convention... when you're at a convention like this, Mark, you want to be able to socialize. You want to be able to meet people because that's what it's really all about. I mean, seeing the panels and seeing the discussions, that's good and it's interesting. But meeting the people has to be the best part.
You know, John McCain's in the lobby, right there. I mean, you know, he's a couple of feet away from us.
So
I just thought I'd mention it to you.
All right. Well, anyway, we're going to talk to someone interesting. Dave Ridley is in the studio. Dave Ridley, who, of course, calls in from time to time on Free Talk Live and gives us updates with his activism here in the state, an early mover, part of the Free State Project, and the man behind the Ridley Report, which you can go and see at ridleyreport.com. Dave, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Were you joking about Mr. McCain being in the
room? No, he's out there.
Good gosh. Well, I may leave at some point in that case.
I know
you're going to be here.
You want to go and get your video footage shown. But now, Dave, what are you doing? RidleyReport.com. For people that are just tuning in for the first time, what is it?
ReallyReport.com is essentially just an internet TV channel, TV station, whatever you want, might want to call it. And basically, I cover New Hampshire Liberty-related news, and that's pretty much it. But I air roughly 1.5 stories a day on average.
Wow.
Now, you're really producing them.
Well, right. You're really cranking them out, and I have to say I'm a huge fan. I love the Ridley Report. Of course, you're advertising on freetalklive.com and Free Keen, which is my website, my blog. We're advertising with you, so it's kind of like this neat little incestuous liberty advertising circle going on here. But what I find most interesting, beyond the fact that your content is very good, you're a professional videographer by trade, you're a professional video editor, your content is not only very good and very entertaining, but also, you're a real success story, I think, for the world of new media. And I think that the Ridley Report experience, or what you've experienced so far, and what it's been like less than 6 months at this point, maybe four? I mean, it hasn't been that long that you've been doing this.
I think it's 3.5.
Yeah, okay. So maybe for just about 4 months. In less than 6 months' time, you've already managed to monetize a YouTube channel. I mean, you're out there, you're producing these videos, you're releasing them online. Most people that put videos up on YouTube never see a cent from them. They never make any money off of them. They're just doing them for fun, and certainly that's how you started. I don't know if you necessarily expected to turn it into a profitable venture. I don't know if it's profitable yet, but you're getting
monetized.
Money. Right, you're getting money coming in. Of course, Jason from SACL CAI is also sponsoring you. Freekeen.com is one of your sponsors. A number of liberty organizations here in New Hampshire are on board.
Freekeen.com.
And so what a great success story. If you know, you can do it. Anybody can actually create their own video channel and go out there and sort of emulate you or do their own thing. But it is possible to actually bring money in from this.
Yeah, I mean, it's the way I look at it, it's possible to bring money in from anything that you can sell advertising for. And I'm always telling folks, like I know someone who's a musician, and I'm saying, oh, you're not making any money? Well, why don't you just tack an ad onto the end of your songs and then sell the advertisement. Give it a shot. I mean, you know, especially if there's some way, if you already feel like you can get a lot of people listening to the song, then there's a reason for somebody to advertise in connection with the song. I don't know why people don't do that in a
great
idea. Basis. And most YouTube video people, why don't they advertise?
Well, they're not business people. They're not they're not entrepreneurs. I was talking with Mark about this, I think it was last night. Or maybe it wasn't even you, Mark.
We were talking about radio talk show hosts. And,
yeah.
You know, just
people,
sort of,
talent in general, the people that are in front of the cameras or behind the microphones in general, they don't have, they don't have an entrepreneurial mindset. They're more likely to just be somebody who wants to show up, do a job, get a paycheck, and go home. They don't want to put any more effort into it than that. But if you're willing to take those extra steps, if you're willing to go out and, you know, shake the tree a little bit, try to get some advertisers out, if you've got a good product and people are watching or listening to it, inevitably you're going to find somebody that wants to get on board with you. And that's what you've done. And I must say you've done a fine job of it.
I'm trying. And I'm shooting right now. I'm shooting a Ridley Report as I'm being interviewed.
And the way you shoot the Ridley Reports is also pretty cool, because normally when you go out and you collect video footage of something, if you're just a regular videographer, you're just collecting all kinds of footage, and then you bring it back to the editing bay, and you sit down, and you edit. What is it you do differently, Dave, that makes the Ridley Report original?
Well, I basically just try to shoot in the camera, edit it in the camera, so to speak. In other words, I'm just shooting what I want to air. I'll stop the camera if I'm not rolling on something that I want to see on the air. And, of course, that's imperfect. You can't shoot quite as well. The end product is not as effective as what you might get if you edited something. But you can produce 10 times as much with the same amount of time. So you take maybe a 50% hit in terms of quality, but you get a 1,000% increase in terms of quantity, and you get an increase in speed.
Right,
also.
Timeliness. So you can have out the finished product within literally hours. I mean, a handful of hours from the time you actually recorded it.
And people are willing to give up that, the high-end video quality so that they can get the news and information that you're imparting.
Right. And I think over time the standards will keep going up so that this, what I'm doing now might not be acceptable in a year or two, and I have to have moved ahead and gotten something better than this.
Certainly possible. I mean, maybe with more people jumping in and competing. In fact, you're actually helping create your competitors, if you will, by offering training classes for people that are in the New England, New Hampshire area. They can come up and spend some time with you. In fact, I know you did one earlier this weekend, and you were talking about possibly offering another one if there was enough interest. Have you gotten any interest in that?
I have a lot of interest in the second one. The first one was a bust. I had some interest, but no one was really able to be here in time for the the first one because kind of early.
Too early.
So it looks like I have three people who've talked about wanting to come to the one on Sunday.
Great.
So I'm just projecting maybe there'll be a turnout of two on Sunday, so I'll train two more people. But yeah, I do train my competition, but because I know they're going to be my competition, I charge them for the class. Not a great deal.
Completely reasonable. I, of course, trained under you as well, and I mean, you charge me $40 for 4 hours of your time, and that seems like a hell of a deal to me.
Well, thanks. And you've produced, three videos now already?
I think, in your style, three videos. I've also done edited style
as well. And you're very good at edited video already.
But it took you forever to do it.
I remember you... I have to get around to editing, and then it takes several hours to actually get the job done. But you know, from a videographer's perspective, how cool is this that right now you're not the only man in the building with a video camera? I mean, there are at least a handful of other people that are around here recording all sorts of different things. So it's wonderful because you can only be in one place at any given time. This is great, especially for the Liberty Movement, because you can have all kinds of people out there doing various different aspects and viewpoints on the activism that's happening. That's
right.
Super.
Well, what just happened was when you mentioned John McCain was in the room, one of my potential students grabbed the camera, ran out, and apparently shot some video. I don't know what he shot video of, but...
Very cool.
But
you know, the only thing that outnumbers cameras in this building is pistols.
Yeah, that's right. There are a lot of pistols.
Exactly right. So, Dave, people can visit you at RidleyReport.com, and I highly recommend they subscribe. I mean, once they watch one or two of them, they're going to want to subscribe because you're such an affable, entertaining personality. Beyond being technically proficient, you're actually fun and worth watching as well. So. Thank you again for doing a great job here in New Hampshire and just being a super activist.
Thanks, Ian. And since you're one of my advertisers, I'd just like to reiterate, freekeen.com.
Very good. Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. And that's right. He's also the Wookiee, the Ron Paul Wookiee, who we've had call in from time to time. Did you bring the outfit, just out of curiosity?
He did.
He's nodding. So the Wookiee will the Wookiee be making an appearance, perhaps, this weekend?
That'd be good.
My. That is exciting. There's an extra reason to come out to the Liberty Forum here this weekend in New Hampshire, Nashua, New Hampshire. We're here at the Crown Plaza Hotel. We've got an hour to go. Still plenty of time for your calls, if you make them, at 800-259-9231. We'll try to round up some other people, interesting folk to talk to around here. Open microphone for anybody that just wants to sit in and chat on Free Talk Live. This is your show. You bring up anything. Hour 3 is on the way. Free Talk Live.
You cannot truly appreciate the beauty of a silver Liberty dollar until you hold one in your hand. The way it catches the light, the heft of an ounce of silver, and the profile of Lady Liberty as she ponders a future bright with hope. That hope starts with the Liberty dollar. In just a few short years, over 20 million Liberty dollars are in circulation, with more than 100,000 people using the currency on a daily basis. Go to libertydollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR and visit libertydollar.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. As you know, GCN is a huge supporter of Ron Paul and all he stands for. That's why, for a limited time, I have personally set aside commercial inventory allowing advertisers the chance to show their personal support for Ron Paul while promoting their products. If you would like to voice your support for Ron Paul's march to the White House and have thought about advertising on GCN, give us a call at 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327 or go to GCNlive.com today and click on the Support Ron Paul link on our homepage.
Attention.